Romany Day.
This year marks the 35th anniversary of the foundation of the International Romany Union, an organisation designed to bring together the millions of Roma scattered around the world. In 1990, the organisation decreed that April the 8th should be designated as International Day of the Roma, a day which is also being celebrated here in the Czech Republic, a country with a Roma population of some 300,000, many of whom living in squalid conditions on the margins of society. All this week, seminars, concerts and other events are being held across the country in the run-up to International Day of the Roma on Saturday. I went along to Námestí Míru, a large leafy square in the heart of Prague's Vinohrady district, where a Romani organisation called Atinga Noi is holding a series of events to raise awareness of the day.
My name is Gabriela Hrabaňová. I'm the director of Atinga Noi. It's a Roma student organization. The main aim of the organization is to put together Romani students from high school and universities to break the stereotypes and prejudice of the majority society and to show that Roma can be also teachers, lawyers, or whatever else than just supporting the stereotypes.
Now, you're here today on Námestí Míru, a big square in the center of Prague, for a reason. Why are you here?
We want to show to the public that Roma has some culture. I think, you know, we are doing projects, so we want to show it to people, like to present our activities. Or Roma, which is a Roma media agency, they are printing a monthly magazine. So people can come, can see. We also will offer some food, some traditional Romani food, and some music might be here as well. So the main reason, anyway, is that the 8th of the April is the International Day of Roma. And we would like to celebrate it not just with us, but also with the people around.
International Romani Day, it's quite a new holiday, isn't it? What does it mean to you?
So for me, it's on the first place, it's a great reason to celebrate. And it's also a thing that we are sharing all Roma on the world. So we are celebrating it here in Prague, but also in other cities in the Czech Republic, but as well as in Romania, Macedonia, or even in the United States.
You said earlier that you were going to be giving out Romani food. Tell us a bit more about that.
There are some thoughts that Roma doesn't have their traditional food, but it's a food that Roma brought to the Czech Republic from the countries they were traveling from. So we will offer it's something like a sarma that might be known in Balkan. It's a leaf filled with meat and rice.
Stuffed vine leaves, maybe.
Yeah, that might be the name for this. I don't know this in English, but so this is something that it's made by Roma women, and that's one of the most favorite meal we have.
And also there will be music as well.
Huh? Yeah, we will have a guitar and violin, and some children they will dance, but today on a modern dance, and in the evening we have a concert in Matrix Prague 3, and there will be also a traditional Romani dance, but also a performance of the three bands.
How much interest do you think there is among the Czech public in an event such as the International Romani Day?
I think that this is, since you also said that this event is new, so people really don't know much about it. And it's also like within the Roma community. So that's why we would like to show it and would like to present it to not only to public like the general majority society, but also to Roma.
But let's not mince our words here, because relations between Czechs and Roma are not good. Many Czechs hate the Roma, don't they?
The general feelings are anti-gypsies. Gypsism. We said that's present here in the country, and we can see it like once Roma are going to ask for a job, or even they would like to enter in some public place as a discotheque or something like this.
And you think events like this can help sort of bring the communities closer together?
I hope. I definitely hope that.
Generally, how would you say that the situation of the Roma in this country is changing? Is it improving at all?
Unfortunately, I have to say that it's not really improving. We can see that we have 17 years after the communism here, and the situation get even worse. On one side, we have Roma, they are integrated in the society. We have more students going to the universities and more people taking serious jobs and showing that Roma can do also something else. But on the other side, we have also Roma that they are marginalized. They are now a new creation of the ghettos and the places they are just socially excluded.
As we said earlier, a number of seminars were held this week to discuss issues such as social exclusion and racism, issues which are clearly hampering efforts to bring the Romani community closer to majority white society. Atinganoi's Michal Miko is one of the organizers.
We wanted to focus this problematic in Czech Republic, that there is anti-Gypsyism and Romophobia and discrimination and racism. Also, the Roma in Czech Republic are still living this time with this condition that they are discriminated, that they are also attacking by skinheads. Also, the opinion on Roma also are showing in anti-Gypsyism, that they are thinking that the Roma are smelly. Whole rubbish also. The Roma are good inhabitants of Czech Republic, and I'm thinking that they can be a good partner for the Czech community in Czech Republic.
This is something that people have been talking about for many years, since 1989, this problem. Do you get the feeling that anything is changing, things are getting better?
Yes, I'm thinking that there is getting better, that the Roma are not taking to special schools. They are having the education in normal school, basic. More of Roma are studying the universities in Czech Republic. More of Roma are working in government. But it's not very good, because the standing of minority in Czech Republic are still also not good.
Back in Námestí Míru, Gabriela Hrabanová and her colleagues were still hard at work. In a bid to bridge the divide between Roma and Czechs, they're giving out lapel pins featuring the Roma flag, a flag of a nation of millions with no state of their own.
So this is a Romani flag, and this was Roma were agreed on the beginning of 70s in England that this will be the flag for all Roma in the world.
Describe the flag to us.
The upper part is blue, and it's blue like a sky. The lower part is green like a grass. So that means the Roma are between the sky and the ground. And in the middle there is a red wheel that's characterizing also like the traveling of Roma, but also the connection with the India, because this is a Ashok Chakra, and Ashoka was the leader, the Indian leader who put together all Indian tribes.
So we should be seeing this flag flying around Prague in the next few days, in the lead up to International Romani Day on Saturday.
Exactly.